Overview for Mark. Purpose. The book of Mark was written as a straightforward, simple announcement of Jesus as the suffering servant of the Lord. Mark's intent was to present the humanity of Jesus, and he did so by emphasizing his emotions. See Mark 1:41, 3:5, 6:34, 8:12, and 9:36. Human limitations. See Mark 4:38, 11:12, and 13:32. And small details that highlighted the Son of God's human side. See Mark 7:33 and 34, 8:12, 9:36, and 10:13 through 16. Author, Mark, also known as John Mark, was the son of Mary of Jerusalem, the woman whose home Peter went to when he was released from prison. See Acts 12:12. Mark was a cousin of Barnabas, Colossians 4:10, and close companion of the Apostle Peter. Some credit Peter as the source of much of the information contained in this gospel. It was referred to as Peter's Gospel by some ancient writers and as the Memoirs of Peter by Justin Martyr around AD 150. To whom written? The book seems to have been directed to the Greek-speaking residents of the Roman Empire who had become Gentile believers. It contains very few references to the Old Testament and often explains Jewish words, customs, and traditions to provide clarity for readers who would not be familiar with them. Date written. The exact date is unknown, although Mark 13:2, which mentions the impending destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, would indicate it was written prior to AD 70. It was likely written sometime between AD 50 and 67. Setting. Most likely written in Rome, the book contains incidents that took place in the Galilean region where Jesus ministered. Summary. One approach to organizing the Gospel of Mark is to divide it into six parts that describe the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Mark 1, 1 through 13. Jesus' introduction and preparation for ministry. The book of Mark opens with a quotation from Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, and the account of John the Baptist, who prophesied the coming of the Messiah. This chapter also details the baptism and the temptation of Jesus. Mark 1, 14 through 6:29. Calling of disciples and early ministry in Galilee. This next section describes Jesus' call of Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, along with the other 10 disciples. Jesus starts performing miracles and his Galilean ministry is described. Mark 6:30 through 9:50. Leaving Galilee and ministry through miracles. This part depicts Jesus' withdrawal from Galilee into Tyre and Sidon. It details the feeding of 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and describes the miracle of Jesus walking on water. This is followed by Peter's confession that Jesus is the Messiah and the Transfiguration. In the last portion of this section, Jesus foretells his death and resurrection. Mark 10, 1 through 52. Christ's ministry in Perea. Chapter 10 covers the period when Jesus ministered on the other side of the Jordan River. There, he instructed the people on many subjects, restored sight to a blind man, and again foretold to his disciples his death and resurrection. Mark 11, 1 through 13, 37. Christ's concluding ministry. The triumphal entry into Jerusalem at the start of Passover marks the start of this section, which ends with the Olivet Apocalypse, end times revelation, in which Jesus gave grave warnings to the people. Mark 14:1 through 16:20. The betrayal, death and resurrection of the Lord. The Lord's Supper is recounted, followed by Jesus' betrayal, arrest, trial, and crucifixion. The last section of Mark details the account of Christ's resurrection, the giving of the Great Commission, and Christ's ascension into heaven.